Did your husband stay with the post office?
Jack.
Till he retired?
Yes, oh yes. Yeah. It was, what, 40, something, 40 years or something.
Yes,
he stayed there till he retired. 86. He retired. So, who's there?
One of the most amazing memory, Molly.
Yeah, I know. Gosh, what do you think? All the people that used to be here.
Remember Jean the shop?
Pardon?
Jean the shop.
Oh, Lord, yes, yeah. Well, Mrs. Gordon had the shop when I came here.
What was the shop like then? Was it just general store?
Yes, yes. I've been there for ages, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. 1800 or something.
Yes, I think it was McDougall's who had it.
I remember somebody telling me that how many men used to work there at one time. There wasn't just one person like Mrs. Gordon. Mm-hmm. When they were making the viaduct.
Oh, but, really?
You know, all the workmen were building the viaduct. And the shop, of course, had to... I don't know where they all stayed, mind you. Don't know where they all stayed, because there were loads of them.
Might have even been some in my house.
I don't know, unless they came up by... No, you can't... This is 1800s. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they where they were, but anyway, the shop had to cater for all these men.
Tomatin Inn wasn't here then. It was only Freeburn.
It was just farm buildings.
This was just a farm building.
It was just a farm. Mm. When we moved here, that field there was corn. I remember the Frasers cutting the corn there.
Yeah.
Dave and Mrs. McLeod going out with a tray full of... Nurse McLeod, I beg her pardon, going out with a tray full of glasses with orange juice for Dave and Tommy when they were cutting the corn. Yeah.
Tommy was the coal man, wasn't he?
That's right, he did the coal.
And
Dave and Tommy and who was the other one? There were three of them. And there was Annie. Annie was the sister.
Donnie, that's right.
No, it was just a farm then. Just a farm then.
So it was still being used as a buyer, a barn?
Yes, yes, the building was...
A barn.
There were three separate buildings. And I think... Graham Manson did that, didn't he?
Yes, that's right.
Yes, he turned it into a pub and a house and a pub. Uh-huh. But it was just a Freeburn.
Uh-huh. And Jean Gordon, do you remember the petrol?
Yes, there's a petrol pump at
the shop.
Do you know, honestly, talk about progress. When you think about when I came here, what there was.
Mm-hmm.
There was a delivery van just about every day, with a baker twice a week. A Monday and a Thursday, Burnett's baker's van came up. Jock Shaw came twice a week with his grocery van.
Yeah.
That was a Monday and a Friday. We'd a butcher every Friday came down. Was it from Carbridge? The butcher came down.
Kenny.
I can't remember. Was it Carbridge or was it Aviemore? I know it was called Kenny.
It was Carbridge.
Carbridge was it, a butcher's van. Uh-huh.
Barnett's.
And the petrol pump at the shop and the petrol pumps at the Freeburn. With a railway station, you could get a train into Inverness.
That's right.
You could just get on the station when I went down to my mother's in Northamptonshire, straight through to Edinburgh, and off you went. We did. Better site buses than we have now. Mm-hmm. We had a bus at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We had a bus at 10:30. We had a bus back at 5:30. Saturday there was a late bus at 10 o'clock at night, so you could go to the pictures. And come back. Oh, and the post van was allowed to take passengers.
That's right.
If you wanted to get up to Carbridge, you just got on the post van.
Do you remember Maggie the Butcher?
Maggie the Butcher had a little butcher's shop where the old post office is now. A little wooden shop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Maggie had a butcher's shop.
I think
you could put stuff on the... I used to get... When we moved down here, Richard was just a baby, 9 months old. And I used to get a parcel up with baby food and whatever else I wanted from Boots Chemist. They used to make up the parcel... Put it on the bus. It was left at the shop. Then the next week I would send a postal order to pay for that one and put in what I wanted this one. Just delivery. Jack's mother used to get her meat that way. She had a special butcher that she liked in the town. She used to order her meat, put the order in, and he would make up the order, put it on the bus, and it would be left at the shop, and there you are. I think it was 1 and 6 pence the bus company charged. The stuff that you had in those days, and now...
The service you had.
Just
amazing.
With two deliveries of mail. Mm-hmm. With two deliveries of mail. Oh, post office there. Honestly, talk about progress. No. And the CityLink, when the CityLink started, it used to come through here, because, of course, there was no A9. Mm-hmm. So you could get on.
Before,
David used
road,
to...
Yes.
It went through here at midnight. Yes. And David used to go... God, he was only 12 when he went down the first time. Mm-hmm. I asked the bus conductor to keep an eye on him, because he had to change buses in Edinburgh.
Yes.
And he changed buses and got the bus, well, it would be the London one, I suppose, down into Northamptonshire.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, yeah. Change days.
Yeah.
2 and 6 pence it was on the train and on the bus, return to Inverness.
I knew that was quite a lot in those days. Quite a lot in those days. Because
it was, yes.
Wages were much lower.
Yeah.